You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What have we got coming up for you on this show today? A big one. Shortly I'll speak to Kyle Horsley. He is the coach of the West Coast Eagles waffle team who recorded their first victory. And let me tell you, it was against reigning premier East Fremantle last weekend. Their first victory, I think, in 660 days or something like that. So we'll speak to Kyle Horsley shortly. Speak to Brett Phillips about Rafael Nadal. And then later in the program, we'll find out what's happening at all the venues, West venues, with our monthly chat with their chief operating officer, Peter Bocop. But it's 6 minutes past five here on Sports Day WA. Let's welcome Kyle Horsley, the West Coast Eagles waffle coach, to the program. Kyle, thanks for your time.
It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, congratulations. Must have been a special moment. How did you and the boys celebrate at Mineral Resources Park after winning that game last Sunday?
Yeah, it was really nice at the end of the game. We had a six-day turnaround, so there was no celebrating post the wind down in the roofs, but it was really nice for the players. And they've been through a lot and they've worked exceptionally hard. The AFL list of guys and the waffle list of guys who sacrificed so much. I spent a long time between drinks, I think over 600 days. So just really proud of their efforts and to beat a quality team like East Frio was really good, really big reward for a lot of hard work.
Quality, they were the reigning premier, which makes the win more meritorious. Before we come back to that, how have you found taking over as coach of the WAFL side?
Yeah, it's got its challenges, time being one of them. I think it's you have all these big plans and big ideas and then you quickly realise that there's only so many hours in the day and so much energy you have. So I'm really fortunate with the coaching crew we have at West Coast and the fact that it's a full-time environment that I'll get a lot of advice and I can work out what the big rocks are and let go of the ones which, take up time but don't give much benefit. But right place, right time scenario when Rob retired. So I've been development coach for 3 years. I was looking to progress and the opportunity came and I had a good relationship with players and support staff at the waffle level and obviously being in development space with the young AFL players. So I'm just stoked that the time and the place intersected and I got the opportunity.
Tell us about the advice that you get from, you know, people and coaches within the West Coast Eagles. You are charting a path for yourself now with the WAFL side. What about the coaching panel? How much do you lean on them for input and maybe advice on certain aspects of the coaching caper?
Yeah, I think of our group, development space included, I was the only one who hadn't actually coached their own team yet. So I'm really fortunate. These guys have lived experience and I trust them. I know how they operate. Obviously, I played under Jared, so that's handy. But everyone else and all the line coaches at AFL level and Tom Morrison, our backs development coach, and Jacob Brennan, our forwards development coach. They helped me heaps. And without them, I'm sure it would have been a lot harder. I've just been really fortunate to be in this environment.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the names that are not as well known. We know that Liam Ryan played last week, Jermaine Jones, the experienced players, you know, Andrew Gaff, and they all certainly contributed to the win. But people are talking about the young players that are coming through, the likes of, I think Trey Rusko, who was a stand-in skipper last weekend. Tell us more about him and where his footy's at.
with Jackson Nelson being out with a long-term injury, which was a lot of courage last year. Jacko had the injury for the last six games, but with the space we're in and him being the skipper, he played on. And it's costing him now, but it just shows the character of the man that he didn't want to abandon what we're going through. And he's got... He had my respect before that, but, yeah, incredible performance. And a testament to his character. And Trey Rusko, he comes from Collingwood. He's been leading exceptionally well. He plays with so much spirit and energy. He's obviously a fantastic talent. I think if you've watched him play through limited supply in the first two rounds, he always looked dangerous playing forward. And then when we threw him back, he's a real point of difference. So he's got great versatility, really dangerous up front. And for mine, he'd be one of the most damaging forwards at waffle level and probably one that you could easily see back in an AFL program and have a big impact at that level as well. So he's been outstanding for us.
I got a text yesterday on the program because we certainly solicit people to text us or give us a call, and somebody asked about the progression of Jai Cully, who played and is currently playing in the West Coast Eagles waffle side. Where is he at the moment, Cole?
I'm coming along really well. He had the ACL injury last year and he got back within 11 months and he's probably ready to go at the nine-month mark. Anyone who knows Jai is an extremely hard worker, as diligent as anyone I've met in the industry. He works so hard. We're playing him more forward at the moment just with the respect to his knee. Little hits inside mid, but he's become a really dangerous forward. He was wreaking havoc in match sim against Tom Barras and Jeremy McGovern. So it's a real string he's added to his bow, and he did win in Rising Star, kicking four goals as a forward. So I'm really excited for Jai, and if his body holds up, the sky's the limit for him. He won't leave a stone unturned to see what his potential is.
I'd certainly say and forecast that these next two we'll see in the West Coast Eagles AFL team before not too long. Whether it's short or medium term remains to be seen. But tell us about, Clay Hall, who was picked up in the draft, and Zane True, who's been around for a couple of seasons now. I believe he's progressing very well.
With Hawley, he's a really tough, hardworking young man, really driven to succeed. He's another who will leave no stone unturned. He competes as hard as anyone in the contest, and his ability to get out of it is really improving week by week. Had the ankle setback, which sort of halted his really strong form in pre-season. But to his credit, he came back quicker than expected. He's performing well at waffle level, and you can just see him taking step by step. And we're in a really fortunate place at the moment where the AFL listed mids are performing really well. So the guys are going to have to string weeks and weeks together to get their opportunity. So they're just byproducts, and when they actually do finally get their opportunity at AFL level, they'll really be ready to go, and hopefully they can stay in the AFL team, which is what they all dream about. So I'm really happy with how he's progressing, and Truey's been outstanding over the first 3 weeks. He probably falls in that category as well, where the guys at AFL level are performing well, so he's just got to buy his time and keep performing the way he is. His ability, what he's added since he's been here, is his transition game. He's always been really clean in the stoppage and damaging at clearance, but now he's really damaging outside the clearance. So progressing well. Another one to go. He's just got to keep putting the performances together, keep putting pressure on, and when the opportunity comes, he'll be ready and he'll take it.
Tell us how you handled Andrew Gaff, who, as we know, is one of the most celebrated footballers ever to put on the West Coast Eagles jumper. Just an absolute warrior for many, many years. For the last 3 weeks, he's spent time with you. What's his attitude been like? It appears that he's just got on with the business and hunted the football. Your thoughts on Andrew Gaff and how he's adapted to a change of environment, an environment that he hasn't been used to?
He's taken on the leadership role. He really is helping the younger guys. He's trying to make everyone better around him, and then obviously performing the way we know he does. He's great character. Gaffy lives his values. I've been stoked to have him at waffle level. I'm sure he wants to be playing AFL because he's that sort of competitor. But since he's been there, and we've had some really tough games, but the whole time he's remained positive. He's tried to help others, and I'm really grateful that I've had him at waffle level this year, because he's made such a big difference. And I hope he gets more opportunities at AFL and he gets back in the team because he's such a good person and he's been a warrior for the club and he's done so much for us. So he's another one who works super hard. He'll leave no stone unturned. He's always trying to get better. I really do wish him the best and I'm stoked with how he's contributed down at Waffle level.
Just a couple of final questions, Cole Horsley, the coach of the West Coast Eagles Waffle team. Would you feel, and selection night, of course, is tomorrow night, Liam Ryan, Dom Sheed, are they ready to make the step up?
No, I have no opinion in that matter. That's the line coaches and the senior coach talk about that and the strength and conditioning guys. They've got a good eye across it. I've just been wrapped with how they performed. Dom, like Gaffey, has led really well and he's performed at a really high level on managed minutes too. So his output has been quite extreme considering the minutes he's played. To get the opportunity, they'll be ready to go. And I think we're all excited to see Liam just back. He's been through a lot. Severe hamstring injuries. He's persevered. He's shown his resilience and he performed at a high level of halfback. And I think I was lucky to play with Liam. And you can see the talent. Everyone can see the talent and be wowed by what he can do. But one thing I remembered when I played with Liam and now being at the club for a few years, he's an ultimate competitor and he just wants to win. And we saw that on the weekend at Waffle level. We had to pull him before the end of the game, I think with 20 minutes to go, because he'd reached all his all the targets that were set for him. And he was really upset that he couldn't finish the game out with the team and contribute to a win. So stoked we got it. And he played, really, really well. And it's exciting to watch.
Great curtain raiser this week before the Derby 58. We've got Peel taking on West Coast in the WAFL side. You must be looking forward to this one. It's almost like, as I said, the Eagles taking on Fremantle at the next level.
I think getting to play at Optus is really exciting for everyone. And then the fact we're taking on Peel before the Derby just adds a bit more to it. And they've been in fantastic form. We're a really young group and we've sort of almost played like a young group the first three rounds where we've had patches, we've been good, and then we've dropped right off. We've sort of put it together on the weekend against East Freo. But they've been super competitive in all games and actually won two out of their three and beat an East Perth team who had been looked unstoppable in the first two rounds. So they're in a really good space. I feel we've turned a corner and I'm really excited about the challenge and sort of testing ourselves against a team who is going really well at the moment.
Finally, I believe there was a 10-year reunion of the Subiaco 2014 Premiership last weekend. Did you behave yourself?
Work on Monday, so well and truly behaved. But I thought the boys were well behaved until I found out they pulled up about midnight on Monday. So I mean, they found the gear once I left, which I'm glad I wasn't around for. But it was a great day. It's always good to relive their memories and to see all, a lot of people live in Melbourne now or interstate or even overseas. So all to reconnect and sort of what was an incredible win, one where, to be honest, I didn't expect to beat East Perth that day, but it rained and they were very tall and we got the win and we'll have reunions every 10 years to celebrate. So, it's an awesome day. Looking forward to the next one in 10 years' time and see how good everyone's become because the stories get bigger and bigger each time you catch up.
They certainly do. I remember that day because I was barracking for the other team and it just didn't happen. So, unfortunately, well done. Mate, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory. It was a fantastic weekend for the football club last weekend with, of course, the AFL team beating Richmond and the West Coast Eagles and the Waffle beating East Fremantle. No mean feat, the reigning premier. Let's hope there's many more weekends like that during the course of the season. And thanks for your time, Cole. Doing a great job. Cole Horsley, just a bit of dropouts with his phone, but it was okay. We got the gist of the conversation and he's enjoying life at the moment. What a great victory that was last Sunday. And as I said, let's hope we see many more weekends when both the Eagles Waffle team and the AFL team have victories during the course of this season. So we'll just wait and see exactly what transpires. But that'll be good, actually. 2 o'clock it gets underway, that curtain raiser between Peel Thunder and the West Coast Eagles. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hope the gates are open by then, because sometimes in these curtain raisers, Not all the gates are open here at Optus Stadium. I might actually ask Peter Bocop, the Chief Operating Officer of Venues West, when the gates will open here at Optus Stadium so people that are interested can get in and watch that curtain raiser from 2 o'clock. Because I know there's been over the years a curtain raiser here where, for whatever reason, the gates haven't opened for people to go and see the start of those matches. He's coming up a bit later on. And also coming up on the other side of the break, we'll speak to Brett Phillips, our SEN tennis expert, about Rafael Nadal's return to the clay. Don't forget, the groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9 is the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. Opinions that inspire. And we've had a bit more information with what I opened regarding Rafael Nadal at 37 making a return to the clay at the Barcelona Open, hoping to maybe contest for his 15th Roland Garros title when the French Open gets underway on May the 20th. We saw Tiger Woods beat the cut and play right through the four rounds of the US Masters Golf just a few days ago. And just a couple of days ago, we saw Kelly Slater unfortunately bow out at the age of 52 from the World Surf League tournament at the Margaret River Pro. Still those three playing at the elite level, as is LeBron James, I've been informed. 39 years of age, he turns 40 at the end of the year, and he's still playing in the elite basketball competition on the planet. The last time he played in the NBA best of seven game finals, in other words, the grand final series, was in 2020 in that COVID bubble against Miami. So there you go. So LeBron James, if you've got any others that you can recall that are playing at the moment at the elite level and are quite senior in years, I'd love to hear from you. 0487 736 736 or the Scarborough Toyota open line 13 12 55 for Toolmart, the complete tool centre serving WA for over 45 years. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA. This is Sports Day WA.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.